You're tuned to 88.9 FM. Florida voters will decide the fate of 11 proposed constitutional amendments this election. Amendment 6 would prohibit public funding for abortions in the state. And as Ashley Lopez tells us, it's also a debate over privacy.
More than 20 years ago, Doris Rosen from Pasco County became a women's rights activist. At the time, then-Governor Bob Martinez asked the legislature to draft laws that would restrict access to abortion. States all over the country were taking a closer look at their abortion laws in 1989, thanks to a Supreme Court ruling. But Martinez also took aim at what supporters call a right to privacy. It had been added to Florida's Constitution less than a decade before. When that happened, activists like Doris Rosen stormed the state's capital.
That was the first march that I ever participated in. We had buses. We marched on Tallahassee. I remember walking down Appalachia Parkway to the Capitol. That was my first march, and there were over 10,000 women and men marching to leave that right to privacy alone in the Florida Constitution. And it remained.
Since that time, anti-abortion activists have taken issue with Florida's right to privacy. They say it goes much farther than the U.S. Constitution.
We're very concerned about the rights of parents and the parents' rights to being involved in a child's decision to have an abortion was taken away.
That's Sheila Hopkins. She works for the Florida Catholic Conference in Tallahassee.
We have grave concerns for parents who believe that they have the right to work with their minor child on many different levels, giving permissions for things like field trips and medications and all, but they're quite shocked to learn that their minor child can receive an abortion without their permission or consent.
Under state law, minors must notify their parents or guardian before having an abortion, but they don't need their parents' consent. In 1989, the state Supreme Court cited privacy provisions in the Florida Constitution to strike down a parental consent law. Hopkins says passing Amendment 6 would help get that current law back.
And so we are trying to right a wrong as that we see it. And the only way that they can get back parental consent for a minor's abortion is if we pass this amendment, and then this does not automatically restore it, but it would give a future legislature the ability to pass legislation to bring back parental consent.
That's exactly what Doris Rosen is afraid of. If the amendment passes, she predicts an onslaught of new legislation aimed at cracking down on abortion that goes beyond consent laws. She's disappointed that she's still fighting the same battle two decades later.
Well, it troubles me because not only am I fighting it now for my daughter, I'm fighting it for her daughter. And I want her to be able to make the decisions that she feels are right for her at that particular time.
Supporters of Amendment 6 include the Florida Conference on Catholic Bishops, Florida Right to Life, and the Archdiocese of Miami and St. Petersburg. The ACLU of Florida and Planned Parenthood both have large campaigns aimed at stopping the amendment. So far, opponents have outraged supporters 10-1. One more money issue, the amendment also adds language to the state constitution that says taxpayer money cannot pay for abortions. However, a federal law already prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion. I'm Ashley Lopez in Miami.
This story on Amendment 6 was produced by the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting and VotersEdge.org, a nonpartisan online guide for the Florida constitutional amendments.